Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the End Zone Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Chastain. And before we get started, just to let you know, I dealt with a little bit of allergies, so if I sound a little stuffed up or throat, whatever, that's what it is. Nothing big. But today we're going to talk about some college basketball, the conference tournaments in particular. This kicks off our coverage of March Madness. We're going to go from beginning to end. We're going to have Sunday show talking about our brackets. Me and Eric will start brackets immediately after they come out on TV. So as soon as you know, we'll be start working on brackets, picking winners, studying teams, all that good stuff. We'll have all that for you on Sunday night. As well as ProSportsFan.com, we'll have me and him will have articles out as well, along with some of our other co-writers and friends at ProSportsFan, and we'll all be working on articles getting you ready for March 14th, which is the start of the first round. That'll be very exciting. But today we're going to talk about conference championships. I'll answer some questions, talk about Oklahoma, a few other little things. We'll talk about a few other popular questions or concerns people have about some teams. So to kick it off, I'm going to start with one that's already started. The ACC, of course, today a few games were played. I'm going to do some great podcasting by Paul. Sorry, guys. We're back. Some great podcasting by pulling up the ACC winners of the day. Kind of was behind. Not really behind, but I'm fine as far as pulling this stuff up. But it is what it is. Anyway, back to the ACC. We're going to... At 12 Eastern tomorrow, Louisville goes up and plays number one overall Virginia. A few other notable games. Notre Dame takes on number five Duke. And then we're still waiting to see who Miami will play tomorrow. And Boston College plays number 19 Clemson. I see pretty clear, for me, this is pretty clear. I still have Virginia moving on in the first game, the early game, 12 noon game, the two game between Boston College and number 19 Clemson. I do have Clemson moving on from that one. And then Notre Dame and number 5 Duke, I do see Notre Dame moving on from that game. That's my upset of the tournament. I did originally pick Duke to defeat number 10 or 10 seeded Notre Dame, but I've changed my mind. I think Notre Dame pulls off the upset. That'll be their tournament clinching upset, in my opinion, as well. And for our last game, that has yet to be decided, and it looks like it's going to be number 12 North Carolina playing that game, that last game against number 24 Miami. I see Notre Dame moving on from that game. I wouldn't call it an upset, but if you want to call it an upset, that's one I have. I do have North Carolina upsetting Miami in that game. Moving on to the next, to the quarterfinal or semifinals, if my prediction between number 1 Virginia and number 19 Clemson, I do see Virginia moving on. Like I said, Louisville could upset Virginia, but I don't think it'll happen, so I'm picking Virginia to go up against number 12 North Carolina and to win it all, or to win the ACC. I think Virginia will pull off the win for the ACC. Our next conference, let's move on to the Pac-12, where for the Pac-12. Let's move on to the Pac-12. Let's talk about what happened today. Colorado defeats Arizona State 97-85 to move on to the quarterfinals, where Arizona will face Colorado. And the other game, number 12 Cal and number 5 Stanford, and of course I'm going by seeding from now on. I'm saying by seeding. Stanford did defeat California 76-58, and number 4 UCLA will face number 5 Stanford. And on the other side of the bracket, we had number 10 Oregon State upset number 7 Washington 69-66. And on the bottom half of the bracket, we are still waiting for a final between Washington State and number 6 Oregon. But do not worry, I will get you a score update possibly. No, this has not. That game has not started yet. So there's your answer for that. We cannot decide that one, but we're gonna say Oregon moves on from that in that game, which I do believe they will. I'd say there's a very good chance they do. That might not even be that close, but anyway, we'll say Oregon moves on to that game. Arizona moves on in the first quarterfinal game on Thursday, along with Stanford upsetting number 4 UCLA, and on this, that'll be a UCLA or Stanford Arizona. I expect Arizona to win. I don't think it'll be close. Put Arizona in the championship. On the other side of the bracket, USC will beat Oregon State. I would probably say by about at least 10 points. And that puts USC in the quarterfinal, or the semifinals, excuse me. And Utah will play number 6 Oregon, likely. Very, very likely. If not, I'd be very surprised. And I'm about to pick Utah to win that game. There you go, Eric. I picked your team once. Might pick them again. In the semifinals, I have USC Utah. I think Utah will pull that one out as well, upset, and move on to the final of the championship. And that'll be a matchup between Arizona and Utah. I think Arizona wins that game. As far as Utah's chances, I still think they have a pretty good chance to make it to the big dance. The reason I say that, I just think they do have enough wins, and with two tournament wins, I think they, and if they keep it, closeness should not matter, but I would put them in the tournament with 2 wins. But that's about it. But yeah, Arizona wins that one. For our next, we're going to go the Southeastern Conference bracket. Now, this bracket I want to talk about for a second. And you'll see what I'm talking about once we get there. Kentucky has a easy route, in my opinion, to the championship, and you'll find out why when I announce the bracket in a minute. But I was talking about this on Twitter or Reddit or something. The competition is kind of low with if there's an upset, and I do have an upset that we'll talk about, but let's move on. The first round, number 12 Georgia defeats number 13 Vanderbilt 78-62, and on the bottom half, a very, very close game between number 11 South Carolina and number 14 Ole Miss, but South Carolina does prevail 85-84. Moving on to the next round, second round. I think Alabama upsets Texas A&M. Don't ask me why I get that feeling. I just think Alabama needs a win, and I think they'll be together, and I think they'll pull off that win. Alabama in an upset. Another upset, number 12, Georgia. I do have them defeating number 5, Missouri. That one's you see an upset every year, every so often. I think that has the best potential. Yante Mayton, Georgia. I know Porter is returning from Missouri. I just don't think he's going to be ready for this game in particular. Georgia moves on. Next game, another possible upset. Number 10, LSU. Number 7, Mississippi State. Both teams must win this game to have a chance to move on. I'm going to pick LSU to move on. Don't ask me why. This is a close game. I don't think either one's should be favored. I'm not favoring either one. I'm just randomly picking this one. I'm going to pick LSU to move on. And then you have the last game, number 11, South Carolina. Number 6, Arkansas. I have Arkansas moving on. I just don't think it's going to be very close. In the, what they call it, quarterfinals. All the tournaments call it different. I have to look for a second. And some breaking news. Like I said, Michael Porter will play in that second matchup at 3 o'clock playing Georgia. Next, like I said, quarterfinals, Alabama-Auburn. I have Alabama pulling off another upset of number 1 Auburn. I just think Auburn's just not together right now. I'm picking Alabama to move on to the semifinals. And the next matchup I have projected between number 12, Georgia, and number 4, Kentucky. I think Kentucky wins this one. I think this is just meant to be for Kentucky, and you'll find out what I'm talking about in a minute. Next matchup between number 10, LSU, and number 2, Tennessee. That one, I'm going to take Tennessee. I just don't think. I thought about it for a while. I picked oppositely on my article. I'm going to take Tennessee to win that game. And then our final game for Friday, number 6, Arkansas, number 3, Florida. This is another one I thought about. But I'm going to take Florida in this game as well. I just think Florida's together right now. The Florida team we've seen as of late isn't going to lose to, I just don't think they're going to lose to this Arkansas team. Give me Florida. Semifinals between number 9, Alabama, and number 4, Kentucky. I gotta take Kentucky. I think Alabama's tournament run ends here. I just don't think they have it to beat Kentucky in a SEC tournament. They may to win the SEC. I just don't think they have it. And that final matchup between number 2 Tennessee and number 3 Florida. I just know I've seen this Florida team beat Gonzaga. Very, very good team, Cincinnati. I better take Florida in this game. I've just seen this team beat too many really, really good teams. I'm taking Florida in that matchup. And then in the championship between the Florida Gators and the Kentucky Wildcats, I'm going to take Kentucky. I just don't think it happens 3 times. I don't think Florida beats Kentucky 3 times. If I'm predicting Florida right and Kentucky, which I think Kentucky I'm more confident in just because of the history and the way Kentucky is. And come tournament time, I'm going to take Kentucky to be a more confident in. And we've seen the bad Florida team quite a bit, so I'm going to hold off on that, but I'm going to take Kentucky in a 5-point game to win that one. And our next and final, this is a big one too, the Big 12 tournament. Let's talk about it now. Between the first matchup of the first round in the Big 12, between number 8 Oklahoma State and number 9 Oklahoma. Oklahoma State wins by 10 or 11. And I'll lead up to the big question in a few minutes. But everybody's wanting to know. I think it's a toss-up based off of Oklahoma's schedule. And then the final matchup between number 7 Texas and number 10 Iowa State. Excuse me if I mess up something. One second. Sorry about this, guys. Of course, Texas defeats Iowa State 68-64 today, so they move on to play Texas Tech. And Oklahoma State plays Kansas tomorrow. The first matchup of the day between number 4 Kansas State and number 5 TCU. I'm about to go upset TCU here. I'm not really going to give a reason behind that one. Close thing. So, this one's really, like I said, this one's really a tight one. I'm going to take TCU, though, in an upset. Number 1, Kansas. Number 8, Oklahoma State. I'm taking Kansas by 20. I think this Kansas team's different come tournament time as well. The next game between number 2 Texas Tech and number 7 Texas, I'm going big, huge upset here. Texas defeats Texas Tech. In the final game of the day between West Virginia and Baylor, I'm taking West Virginia. In the semifinals between Kansas and TCU, I'm going to take Kansas. And if it were at Kansas or Kansas State or TC, I'm taking Kansas. And the other matchup between number 7 Texas and number 3 West Virginia, I'm gonna take West Virginia. And in the final, I'm gonna take Kansas over West Virginia. Kansas will be your Big 12 champion. Some other tournaments, the West Coast. I'm not really gonna go over that. Gonzaga wins the, I should pull this up. One second. Yeah, some other quick, important conference championship, or conference tournaments. The AAC, I have Wichita State winning that one. I know a lot of people like Cincinnati, but I do think Wichita State wins that one. Gonzaga has already won the West Coast, the A-10, Rose Islands, who I have winning, and the Big East, the biggest one of them all, actually the biggest important one of them all, I have Villanova. I should not do a bracket for them. I did not complete the whole bracket for the Big East. Besides that, I mean, that's, let me answer one question. We talk about Oklahoma. Because a lot of people are concerned about their chances to make the big dance after their loss today. Let me pull up their schedule so I can have it in front of me. Their schedule is so tough, I think they'll get in, actually. Do I think they should? That's a different topic for a different day. But they do have a huge wins. They have, when they play a top team, they've pulled off a victory, except for name a few times. But they've, here lately, they've fallen off. That's what's going to be their problem. They've lost to bad teams. They've lost to okay teams. So all in all, I think they'll make it. But only because of their schedule being so tough. We'll see on Sunday on Selection Sunday if they actually make it. But I think they'll make it as a last four type team. They'll be playing on March 14th, in my opinion, if they make it. I think that's a guarantee. besides that, I think that's all of our content for today. Of course, thank you for joining us. By the way, be sure to, we on the End Zone Podcast Twitter have a excuse me, sorry for the ums, but kind of doing this off the spot. We do have a bracket up, a March Madness group bracket, where you could join and join in, play yourself a bracket. I think it'll be very fun. There's a $10 reward going out to the winner or the number one overall. The ties will break themselves, I would think. So the number one overall, it'll be one person that will win $10. We're doing this mainly for fun, not really just to, not for the money. We're not doing it to money. I think it'll be fun, and you'll win a few dollars. So it'll be competition, but it'll be but it'll be mainly just for fun. See who wins. Maybe we'll give out something else, or not necessarily give out, but maybe we'll do something else for the winner as well, besides $10. Maybe they'll come on the podcast or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out. Give them a shout. I don't know. We'll figure it out. You'll definitely probably get a shout out on Twitter, of course. Just let us know your Twitter. But besides that, we'll do that, and $10. And most importantly, it'll be fun for everybody. I know a lot of people do a lot of brackets, so if you've already done one, there's another one. You win a few bucks. Yeah, that's pretty much that. If you want, retweet it, share it with your friends, whatever. Nobody's gonna be upset for extra money in their pocket to the first place winner. So the more people we have in, the more fun I think it'll be. So be sure to join in. Besides that, thanks for joining me today. This was also a quick update on the podcast. We'll be back Sunday. We were going to take this week off, but I decided that we needed to do a conference tournament predictions podcast. This was kind of last minute, so that's one reason why Eric is not here tonight. We decided last minute that this needed to happen, just so we could, because it's a good place to start our content, our March Madness content. Like I said before, most of our content this month will be March Madness. We'll have throughout the whole month up to the championship next month. We will have content going out, but we'll also just don't think we're going away from NFL coverage either. We got free agency coming, all of that. We've got you covered. Don't worry. Next week will be we'll probably, there'll be a shorter podcast, but there'll probably be more. So there's something to get excited for. Sorry, I don't sound that excited tonight, I know, but it's mainly because I'm stuffed up. Hopefully I'll sound more excited on Sunday night, when we talk about all the stuff. But besides that, so long, folks. Thanks for joining me tonight. See you later. Eric will be back Sunday. We'll have a special guest on Monday. Till then, be sure to follow us on at EndZonePod. I'm at ChrisPSF on Twitter. Eric at Eric18Utah. Even though he's not here, I'll still give him a shout out. That's it. Thanks for joining me tonight. Peace out. Let's see ya. Oh yeah, one more thing. I know this is a low production podcast. This isn't the greatest episode of the podcast we've ever had. This was a last minute thing. So when you listen, after you listen, be advised. This wasn't the greatest episode ever, but it was an episode that had content. I think we had a good time today overall, even though there was I had to look up a few things. It's okay. I just want to make sure y'all know. This is just a last minute podcast. Thanks for joining me. Till then, peace out.